Friends, I'm very pleased to introduce to you today our follow-up speaker, Mr. Michael Mata. He comes to us as the director of the graduate program in transformational urban leadership at Azusa Pacific Seminary, and he's also the community transformation specialist with Compassion Creates Change Incorporated, what a name, and is affiliated with the faculty at Fuller Seminary, which happens to be my alma mater. So we are so glad you're here today, Michael, and just to let you all know, follow-up today will be taking place in the Fellowship Hall, and Michael will be with us for the next 3 weeks and really has some fascinating stuff to share. So I do have a couple questions to ask you today, if perhaps you want to give the congregation a little bit to chew on. So the first question I want to ask is, why should we as people of faith who are sitting in a space like this today be interested in what you would call the built environment that's around us? Why should we pay attention to the construction that's around us?
Well, often we find ourselves making our way through life, driving through these facilities, driving through across Los Angeles and other parts of the world of where you may travel. And often we are just spectators, observers, critics of the aesthetics, but never really taking time to understand the story of the people who utilize those facilities or live in those dwellings, and perhaps even understand what is God calling us to do in regards to the story that we may find in that building.
So what stories do buildings have to tell us?
Well, there's a lot of things. The clues are there, and the title is Mailboxes, Stucco and Graffiti. And so the theory that I put out is, if you can count mailboxes, kind of talk about the materials that are used for the facility or the building itself, and read graffiti, which I'll teach you how to do that, you'll know the story of a community. It's past, as I said, you see right there, what's going on right now, and even in the future, because too often we are just kind of reacting to what we see, we respond to it, but I think people of faith, we need to be future-oriented as well, and what is the hope that we can bring into this community, and we can only do that best if we know its story and history.
Michael, we're so glad you're here, and we're going to look forward to hearing more from Michael. So remember, at 11:30 today, up in the Fellowship Hall, and we'll see you there.